Good morning. It's time for the Chamber Corner, brought to you by Idaho Insurance Specialists. You live the good life, now choose to protect it. Give Michelle Sandoz a call at 788-9209 and check them out on Facebook. And joining me in the studio, Tom Selleck's twin brother.
Oh, boy.
It's Jeff Bacon, the executive director of the Chamber. You're looking very Selleck-like today.
I put these shorts on just for this morning.
Circa 1979 with those big white tube socks.
Right. That
went
yes.
all the way up over the calf.
He had a good tan, though.
Yeah, we always sported a good tan. Anyway. Hope you had a good weekend. Welcome
had a great
back.
Weekend. Thank you. You
yeah.
too, sir.
Now we can say summer is here,
that's
can't we?
That's official. Yeah. And well, now, official June 21st.
Okay, but yeah. let's go with summer is here because it's going to be so warm all week long. Everybody's in that summer mindset. Events coming up. You
Absolutely.
Have info on some.
We do. And looking for folks who want to learn about Sun Valley's raptors and how they thrive in the sagebrush sea. This Saturday, during the first installment of the new Sagebrush Saturday series at Rock Creek Ranch, this is a free family-friendly series and will acquaint adults and children with the plants, animals, and historic ranching practices on one of Idaho's iconic rangelands. Rock Creek Ranch is over 10,000 acres and is a working ranch and education facility owned by and managed by the University of Idaho's Rangeland Center, the Nature Conservancy, and the Wood River Land Trust. This first class is this Saturday, and it's all about raptors. So go to woodriverlandtrust.org for more information on that. Hey, Doug, the 4th of July is coming.
That's what I hear.
You're going to be a parade announcer.
I can't wait.
We're working on the parade right now. The Wood River Land Trust will have the Riverfest again this year at Lions Park and the Draper Preserve. We're going to have a Bloody Mary challenge among Ooh. The bars and restaurants downtown. That'll be fun.
Tell me how that works.
Well,
still putting it together.
We're putting it together, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be a People's Choice Award on this one, mm-hmm. so we're going to have some fun putting that one together. And the fireworks fund is needing a little lovin'. The chamber's trying to put some money back into the fireworks fund because no taxpayer dollars are used for the fireworks. So we all have to pony up to keep that grand finale at the end of the day. We're looking for donations, and we'd really appreciate your help to make this a banner year in donations to keep this Blue Ribbon Day in Haley. Also, let us know if you're interested in being a vendor that day, and we're looking for parade floats and volunteers. So lots happening, but lots to work on, but we could really, really use some help.
Let's get some bodies.
Exactly. Even if it's just for an hour, we have plenty to do just for an hour.
All right.
Hey, two events coming up this month. Both are on Saturday, June 17th. That's the Saturday of Father's Day weekend. I guess it's going to be a beer drinking day because we have the Ketchum Sun Valley Rotary annual Brewfest. It's happening in Ketchum Town Square. This is the fourth year for this event, and it just keeps getting better and better. That's noon to 6 in the square. Get your pint glass, and then it's time to sample some beers from a bunch of different breweries. Also on that day, the 5B Father's Day Bash is happening in Haley, also from noon to 6. And the 5Bs stand for Bones, Brews, Blues, Bumpers, and Bikes. There will be a barbecue, lots of local beers, and lots of things for Dad to check out. Basically anything on wheels. Woodside Motorsports will be there. Sun Valley Auto Club will be there. It's going to be a good one.
And this is the first event.
Yes.
First of many years to come for
like
this
it.
Event.
Yep.
I love that idea. So, yeah, all kinds of fun stuff going on for Dad.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Dad probably likes his beer, so there you go.
Imagine that.
Keep Dad happy. All right. Jeff Bacon, the executive director of the Chamber, with this week's edition of the Chamber Corner.